From the KPIX 5 newsroom, this is Bay Area Nightbeat on KBCW.
Now a Nightbeat, new flare-ups helped spread the massive campfire in Butte County, forcing new evacuations tonight. Good evening, I'm Juliette Goodrich.
And I'm Brian Hackney. The biggest threat for firefighters right now, the red flag warning.
We remain under red flag warning through tonight and into Monday morning. The red flag warning means that there's critical weather conditions, fire weather conditions, that will pose a challenge to firefighters and containment efforts because of the strong gusty winds and very dry conditions.
The number of people killed in the campfire has now grown from 23 to 29. That's after authorities found six more bodies today. Since it broke out on Thursday, the fire scorched about 173 square miles, about the size of the city of San Jose. The number of homes destroyed stands at about 6,400, but officials expect that number to rise in the coming days. The campfire tonight is 25% contained.
Nightbeat's Joe Vasquez is live in the community of Cherokee, where new evacuations have been ordered tonight. Joe.
And Juliet, I'm on Cherokee Road, and this is what we're seeing on both sides of the road. Flames on both sides of the road. This is a new branch of the campfire, as it is not finished wreaking havoc.
Filthy and fatigued, firefighters dig trenches with shovels and picks. They're protecting this house on Pine Meadow Road, southeast of the town of Paradise. It's in danger of getting swallowed up by the campfire.
The fire is right up to the property line, catching this dry brush aflame, as well as that large tree. The mission of these firefighters, to hold the line and save the house.
It's just one of many battles against the most destructive wildfire in California history.
I think it looks apocalyptic up there in Paradise and Magalia.
An apocalypse now spreading south toward Oroville.
This evening, a major flare-up as flames reached the top of the Highway 70 bridge just over Lake Oroville.
Tonight, these new flames prompted an evacuation of the community of Cherokee, including Ken Mendez and his family, whose home already burned down on the first day of the fire.
Got the dog, got in the truck, took off.
Your house is gone in Paradise.
My house is gone in Paradise where we were. Came up to Cherokee, and then there 3 or 4 days, and now we get burned out of there.
To add to the heartache, many are still reported missing.
There are 228 individuals who have been determined to be unaccounted for.
I don't want to say their names on the air, but two of my friends right now are missing, one from Magalia, one out of Paradise. And I'm hoping it ain't one of the body counts.
It is by no means over, as this new spot fire has grown to about 500 acres. There's a lot of fire crews on the ground here on Cherokee Road. So far, I have not seen any homes burned down on this newest arm, if you will, Juliet, of the campfire.
Boy, it's moving. It goes from Paradise now to Cherokee. So were the residents there in Cherokee, were they ready? Were they kind of keeping watch, or did they think they were safe for a while?
Yeah, I think they've been told for several days now to be ready. And in fact, they were told they probably should have gone yesterday. But now the significance of this is that we're below the river, and a lot of people thought it just wouldn't jump over a body of water, but it somehow got up on an embankment and went around the body of water, and now it is south, headed toward Oroville. Right now, not a lot of wind. It doesn't look like it's moving in the direction of Oroville, but that makes a lot of folks out here nervous, as that is a much larger population of a town just down the road.
Absolutely. All right, Joe Vasquez. Joe, thank you.
All right, that's Joe, just on the northern end, the western side of Lake Oroville up there in the small town of Cherokee. This is what it looks like on the wind map. The future cast for the next 24 hours shows it's still windy out there, not nearly as bad as it was last night, but those bright red colors near Paradise indicate winds between 30 and 40 miles an hour. In the forecast, they expand overnight, but then they begin to ease up through tomorrow. The plume of smoke, which the center of the plume, was north of the Bay Area for the most part. It was still plenty smoky and hazy today, but that high pressure is going to move closer to the shoreline and push that plume south overnight, so it will feel smokier overnight tonight in the Bay Area. And we don't dig out of this for a few days. That's why there's a spare the air forecast for tomorrow. Unhealthful levels of pollutants baywide tomorrow and Tuesday possibly as well. In terms of any major fundamental changes in the overall weather pattern, we'll talk about that in the forecast in a few minutes. Juliet.
Well, coroner's investigators are fanning out in teams to look for bodies that may be lying in the rubble. Nightbeat's Katie Nielsen explains it is a painstaking effort that's likely to go on for days.
The process of recovering the bodies of those killed in the campfire will continue again tomorrow morning. It's a long and daunting task as coroner's office teams search house to house looking for bones or bone fragments in the ashes. Today, this team was searching the Gregory Lane area of Paradise. They were trying to identify the bedrooms in the charred homes or a bathroom or fireplace, anywhere someone might hide as they tried to escape the fast-moving flames.
In some cases, the only remains that we are able to recover are bones or bone fragments.
We're just going door to door, house to house, looking for families, loved ones that are missing.
The Sheriff's Department does expect the death toll to rise. That's because when the fire moved into Paradise on Thursday, it was going as fast as a football field a second, far too quickly for everyone in its path to safely evacuate. On the Nightbeat, I'm Katie Nielsen.
Tonight, Governor Brown is requesting the president to declare a disaster for California to free up money.
This is truly a tragedy that all Californians can understand and respond to and be very sympathetic. We're going to do everything we can. We're requesting presidential declaration, funding coming from the federal government. Of course, there will be efforts from the state government as well. It's a time to pull together and work through this tragedy.
And as the campfire continues to rage tonight, CAL FIRE is able to get a real-time bird's-eye view of the fire because of the airmen and soldiers of the California National Guard.
Tonight, investigators are trying to figure out what ignited the deadly campfire. Nightbeat's Wilson Walker was at the scene where he got pretty close to the source of the fire.
That's right, spent the day trying to find what is thought to be the origin point of the campfire, and that is up the North Fork of the Feather River, not far from the Poe Power Dam. That is where the very first reports of fire came in early Thursday morning.
It is on the west side of the river, underneath the transmission line. It's going to be very difficult access. Camp Creek Road is nearly inaccessible.
We went out to Camp Creek Road, but had to stop when we ran into a security guard hired by CAL FIRE. They say this is an active investigation scene. Now, something else we saw today, a team from PG&E going up and down the river, apparently checking out those transmission lines running along the ridge on the west side. Now, PG&E and CAL FIRE say they have no answers yet, but the probe into exactly what happened out here is well underway. On the Nightbeat, I'm Wilson Walker.
And earlier today, recovery efforts turned into rescue efforts. Take a look. An officer found a black and white cat, an exhausted black and white cat, that was also covered in soot.
No, I usually get to recover anything that's alive. Huh. It's nice to be able to save something.
A Butte County animal control officer picked up the cat, taken to a local shelter where it's being treated for burns to its paws. And tonight, communities and organizations are gathering together to help victims of that fire.
Nightbeat's Betty Yu is here to tell us kind of how we can help and the help that's being given to evacuees.
That's right, Julia and Brian. We're learning tonight that some of these shelters are at capacity with fire victims who are worried they won't have a place to call home. But many people are stepping up to help, some traveling several miles.
This is what community looks like. This faith-based organization from Fair Oaks.
Our leader over there, Ben, he's with New Life Community Church.
Was up bright and early to offer a sense of normalcy to evacuees forced to flee their homes.
Well, we heard that there were people gathered in the parking lot that were not in the shelter, so we wanted to come out and serve those who didn't have the resources that they would get from the Red Cross or Salvation Army.
It was one of many groups volunteering its time to distribute food, clothing, and other donations. Jason Ellsworth says he lost his home in the fire, but he didn't lose his livelihood.
I worked for Paradise Taxi when I was in Paradise.
So he's offering free rides to victims who left behind cars burned in the fire. There were food trucks giving out coffee, newspapers, and even pet food, and people handed out clothing. Members of the Church of Scientology Disaster Response worked with Walmart to organize the generosity of others.
So hopefully by tomorrow. We'll have a place where people can come up and they can, the food will be here, supplies that they need with signs, emotional, spiritual care, whatever they need.
If you want to help fire victims, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to send money. You can also text Butte Fire to 91999 to donate to the United Way Relief Fund. The Salvation Army has its own hotline number, 1-800-SAL-ARMY, and Airbnb is asking users to list any properties they have available for evacuees. And we're told businesses, including Target and Lowe's, are also opening up their parking lots for volunteers and victims to meet and gather. It's pretty nice to see people mobilize so quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people want to help. Yeah. All right.
And it's needed. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Well, coming up, strong winds in Southern California threatening to feed the Woolsey fire. We have the latest on the damage. Also, the celebrities who have lost their homes.
Plus, a fire in the South Bay sends hundreds of people scrambling for safety. The massive response to put it out.